This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're now only 46 days away from the most important election in world history. All the roads lead together at this great crossroads. And the globalists, the Chinese communists, the unelected dictatorial EU, the America-hating Hollywood, and the coastal elites are hell-bent on driving the populist awakening into the sea. But that's not going to happen. As long as those of us on the cutting edge of the fight stay the course, don't falter and don't waver, and realize it's a great honor to be in the middle of history taking place. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're not watching science fiction adventure movies with super action heroes. We are the men and women that will decide the human destiny. Will the Tim Cooks and other tyrants of the planet enslave us? Are we crap like they think we are? Or will we transcend their attempt at massive social conditioning and human depopulation on terra firma? We have massive breaking news for you, ladies and gentlemen. And we knew that this was coming, because the Soros Group, the groups he funds, the Democratic Party, and U.S. Democrat senators have all called for InfoWars to be completely shut down in congressional hearings. 100% authoritarianism, the likes of which you saw in Nazi Germany or Communist China today. When the stuff like this happens in Venezuela, it's big national news here. When the Democrats do it, it's par for the course. You've got Governor Jerry Brown saying that they need to basically kill the president. You've got Maxine Waters a few days ago, we played the clip, saying it's time to knock him off. It means kill somebody. That's the definition of knocking somebody off. Its first definition in Webster means to kill. So they are heating up and realize that our champion, Trump, is in the front lines battling as hard as he can. In fact, I went through all 200 articles, but the one I don't have is the one about Trump rescinds. If I could have that, please. The declassification of the fake Russiagate documents. He didn't actually really do that. It's posted on InfoWars.com. What he said was, like the JFK documents, he said, release them, and they said, okay, we want to redact a few areas. He said, fine. He went and had the inspector general check it. The same thing's happening yet again, but we need to get these out way before the election. These are bombshell between Comey and the rest of them. There it is. Trump walks back his plan to declassify Russia probe documents. That's the same headline RT has. You know, RT is getting worse and worse and worse. Pull up the RT headline. It's the same stupid headline. Wait, RT's mainstream media, especially RT America. Now, obviously, the big news here. PayPal. We got a call from our PayPal rep. That we've been with PayPal 20 years, and millions of dollars a year goes through there. And they tried to get us to a meeting a few weeks ago, wanted all of our other processes and all our other companies and our financial data. And I told Tim, I said, don't go to that. I said, they're getting ready to ban us. I see Right Wing Watch and the people from American Way and Soros calling for it to be shut down. They want a blueprint to try to harass everybody, in my opinion. And sure enough, he got the call yesterday from one of the reps saying, oh, we need to talk to you tomorrow in a big meeting to let you know what's going to happen. And he said, oh, you're going to ban us. And they said, well, how do you know? Yeah, he goes, you better get your boss on the line. So we got a senior person on. We recorded them as well. Tim did. I may release the audio, but the transcripts are an article on InfoWars.com. And what they're doing now is giving the story to all the mainstream corporate media, and then they can release it, I'd say, 7 o'clock tonight. That's the formula, like when Apple banned our number one app, number one on news, a couple million downloads since it came out 2 months ago. When they banned you being able to download that, you still have it on your phone, it's still there. It was released at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. They found it the best time to bury something, so we're getting the jump on them today, world exclusive. PayPal bans InfoWars after lobbying by Soros Funding Group. And I just decided I'm going to upload the 5-minute phone conversation to the site as well, so you can hear that for yourself. So, pretty incredible. It's all coming up straight ahead. This is next level authoritarianism. It's Mark of the Beast, 9 people from Commerce.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, September 21st, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I was going to take off today because my 10-year-old daughter particularly wanted me to let her play hooky. She loves it when it's raining outside. It's been raining torrentially. She wanted to go around the greenbelt with a little hammer I got her like 5 years ago for finding fossils, a little geology hammer. She wanted to go dig fossils in the rain because that's a good time to go into the alluvial plain here in Austin, Texas. There's an old extinct volcano we like to go out to, and she finds quartz crystals and things like that. Sometimes some pretty spectacular fossils. In fact, one of the places we've gone, they found plesiosaurs and T-Rexes, you name it. So she just loves it. We go out and walk a few miles off into the woods up to some creeks where nobody ever goes and really find some neat things. But I'm not here with her. I am in this studio, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm not there with her. I am here for a big reason, a very, very big reason. We have seen the Democratic Party, foreign multinational corporations, the communist Chinese, George Soros, the famous currency speculator that's brought down over 20 nations, the Hollywood media combine, all trying to destroy me, build me up as this demon, sue me, attack me, go after all our platforms to silence us, to really start the defamation ahead of the assassination. First they assassinate the character, then they assassinate a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until you basically are dead, even though you're still alive. That's how they do it in the 21st century. And so we knew when I was talking to White House sources and campaign sources and others, and you heard Mike Cernovich on here a few months ago when they first banned me, he said, listen, the big thing they're going to go after is PayPal and credit card processors harassing them. And that's the group that Van Jones still heads up in a U.S. government office that Trump hasn't even gotten rid of yet because there's such a mutiny against Trump, he can't even get hardly anything done. Despite that, he turned the wheel a few degrees, and things have gotten much, much better right away. So the final thing that a tyrant does, whether you're Adolf Hitler or whether you're Joseph Stalin or whether you're V.I. Lenin or whether you're Mao Zedong or whether you're Pol Pot or whether you are Fidel Castro or whether you're Hugo Chavez, or whether you are Julius Caesar, is you have money that only you stamp an issue, and then you can actually ban certain people through licensure from being able to even engage in commerce. And so America was founded about getting away from, if you weren't a British lord, you couldn't be in business. Well, America was really founded over business and over the fact that better men weren't allowed to set up shop or have a factory or any other service you can imagine if they weren't working under some inbred, mentally retarded British lord. And so people were really sick of that royal licensure situation. If you actually read the writings of our founders, that was why. That's why we had the war. It wasn't over a tea tax. So, it's happening again. And Hitler first grabbed political groups he didn't like, Jews and many others, and put them in ghettos and said, you're not allowed to engage in commerce. First they demonized groups, then they started cutting off their banking, then their commerce, then their shops. Everybody knows about Kristallnacht, all the rest of it. And that's been done by the communists in Russia. It was done by the Maoists in China. This is an exact formulae. You would have the big oil companies and the big robber baron railroads in famous cases in Colorado and the Dakotas and California, where you'd have towns of 300, 400, 500 people that actually owned the land, had the title, but the railroad wanted to come through it and wanted the gold or oil, and they'd send in Pinkerton security in famous cases and kill hundreds of men, women, and children. In Colorado, you name it, there's famous cases of Pinkerton massacres in the last century. In the last century, in the 20th century, not the 21st century, 1920s, 30s, you name it, they were still coming into towns and killing everybody, riding toddlers down on horseback, just running over babies. That's what they do. They'd pull up with wagons with Gatling guns and just kill everybody. So we've been through this before. All right? This is the same crap. Different you know what. And it's all being done high-tech behind this wall of internet largesse by the so-called tech titans and the techies. They think we're stupid. I mean, if we pioneered the fact that Google broke its search engine 2 years ago, we use it constantly, we know. Because we pioneered the communist Chinese social score coming to America 5 years ago, 3 years before anybody else reported on it. Because in thousands of cases, we break the story first that Google filed a patent 20 years ago to start watching and listening to you over computers. Or that Samsung filed a patent 10 years ago and told users 6 years ago. They know we know what we're doing. So they want us shut down. They want us silenced in a big, big way. And so it happened. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to read this entire Paul Joseph Watson article that I also contributed to. Bombshell, PayPal bans InfoWars for lobbying by Soros-funded group. And Bezos lobbying through the Washington Post have a shutdown. Direct tortious interference, interfering in business, racketeering, you name it, to have Amazon, the biggest retailer in the world, through the Washington Post, article after article, calling for me to be shut down and my shopping cart to be shut down. That is incredibly criminal. But that's Jeff Bezos. So that's where this is all going. And I've talked to all the law firms. We 1,000,000% have winning lawsuits here. It'll take years to win. By then, it'll all be sewed up and we'll be under an authoritarian regime. Again, there we are months ago pointing out Google search engine's broken. If you're looking on TV, real.video. Our YouTube video was related to that. And we break every bit of it down for you. We prove it all. And now that term's everywhere. Google is broken. Whether you do a search engine about bad reactions from measles shots, or you want the drug insert for the new meningitis shot where the own insert says it kills about 1% of people that take it and sterilizes people, that doesn't come up now. PR and BS comes up. So it's not broken. It's a giant fraud. What you do is you internally advertise if you're a Fortune 500 company with Google, and all they do is put your search results on top. Not as an ad at the top, all the search results, hundreds of pages of it. That's coming out. Tucker Carlson engaged in a bombshell report. We're going to be playing, dealing with all of that. So they're making their move into commerce now to block us. Now, here's the thing. PayPal told us that we have 10 days to get off their platform entirely. They've already taken our ability to advertise on Google. They've already taken us off AdRoll. They've already taken us off Credio. They've already are going after all our other systems. And people go, oh, it's a free country. They're corporations. The Democrats are directing it. They're working with these leftist attack dog groups that are foreign funded and Soros funded. And this is just criminal bullying that's going on. It's totally on its face racketeering, not just a monopoly, but government involved with the monopolies to do this. And Congress and the president must and will be acting very, very soon. But talking to White House sources and others, they said, Alex, your problem is not going to be being banned off these platforms. They're coming after the NRA. Everybody's able to process money. And they said they're going to even do it to average conservatives. That's the word from the Democrats. A reign of terror if they get into office. So if they ever get control of the House or the Senate or the presidency, they're going pure authoritarian. The good news is the White House knows that. But as a little protest, I think a lot of people should delete PayPal. They're famous for keeping your money if you're a merchant and scams. Whatever you can dump out of your PayPal wallet before you delete it, at InfoWarsStore.com to get a water filter, an air filter, to get great t-shirts, books, films, our great supplements. Go make a huge purchase to let us get a good signal that you want us to go forward against this. We're not going to back down. I'm going to fight, keep swinging till the end. And it looks like we're going to win. Now, they had that big article this week, Alex Jones is winning the info war. That really pissed them off, showing our numbers are way up. Well, actually, you're winning the info war by standing up to these bullies, but now's the big test. So, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, there's a lot of other news coming up as well, but this is next level, folks. Please spread the live links right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, all I can say is Trump is on fire, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be getting more into the fact that the media is spinning it, that he is not going to release the secret documents of the FBI, Deputy Director, and Comey, and others trying to set the presidency up and trying to derail the candidacy as well. Now, he's going to release it. He's allowing a review by the Inspector General, who's been a lot more trustworthy than the Attorney General, making sure there's no classified information that hurts any innocent people but does expose the crooks that are involved. But getting back to this bombshell information, and it is bombshell, the Democrats are seeking to go after individuals' right to commerce and jobs. They call it a global communist Chinese social score, where everything you do political or in life is put then into a database by the big tech giants and by government, and then they start restricting your access to fly on planes, to travel, to buy, to sell. This is the plan. In fact, Google and Apple and Facebook in the last month have announced they're going to have trust scores for people that use Google, Facebook, or Apple. Remember, the Nazis were bad for putting pink triangles on people and stars of David's on others. This is a total control system. So here are some of the headlines on this front that just tie into this. Bombshell, PayPal bans InfoWars after lobbying by Soros-funded group. That's the big article on InfoWars.com that's so critical to get out. Here's another one. The end finally comes for Alex Jones, the Atlantic Monthly. That's the left CIA. Big tech censors Alex Jones. What's next? Ban the app. And then it goes into Alex Jones, service by PayPal, despite obvious terms of service violations. And they told us over the phone, they said, does it matter that what you're saying politically, that we call hate speech subjectively, on your news websites isn't on your shopping cart. We're banning this because of who you are. Unbelievable discrimination. Beyond not letting people eat at lunch counters because of the color of their skin, which was terrible, they're saying I have access to no digital lunch counters. And then it goes on. Alex Jones rails against big tech. His InfoWars stores still thrive. That's the Washington Post owned by Jeff Bezos calling for me to be shut down just a few weeks ago. And now it's happened. Oh, look, George Soros stock up on PayPal stocks. PayPal confirms that it's buying payments and startup iZettle for $2.2 billion, an all-cash deal. I think the president should block that for antitrust purposes because now they're going to have, with Soros, a global manipulation into all these major markets and be able to sit there and censor other people in other nations. We need to block the PayPal iZettle deal. Everyone needs to call Congress. Then you read this. A new color of censorship from the SPLC, American Greatness. There's still this Office of Diversity still run in the government by Van Jones. They then came out and called David Horowitz this year a Nazi. Actually say white supremacist, he's an Israel first Jew. Blood money, color of change smear campaign seeks to shut down the fundraising abilities of conservative organizations by pressuring credit card companies and payment processors to deny access to conservative groups blacklisted by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Color of change falsely accused all these groups of promoting violence and white supremacy. They had to then remove the ban against Horowitz because calling the American Jew, a Nazi, didn't fly too well. WikiLeaks Icelandic court battle against Visa for blocking donations. They won. Operation Payback was a huge response, taking down Visa and MasterCard for blocking Assange. I'm not calling for the hacking community to do that. I'm simply saying this. I have stood up for WikiLeaks and believe in what they've done. Even if I disagreed, I believe in their free speech, and I believe in the power of the press to get secret documents and to cover them. And I think WikiLeaks has been very judicious about not releasing things that hurt sovereign nations or individuals, but expose criminal activity. They have built a straw man against me, the globalists have. They have demonized and assassinated my character. Now they're assassinating our ability to even respond back on hundreds of platforms that we've been banned from, 30-plus major tech platforms. And they are now moving in for the kill to cut us off from even receiving money from people that buy high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm asking for WikiLeaks. I'm asking for the people that support WikiLeaks help. When I had the petition that we sent to Trump to pardon Assange, I was told by high-level sources that was part of the calculus that went into having me deplatformed 6 weeks ago. Assange is a hero. So I defend Assange, even though they build straw men about him that aren't true. They build straw men about me that aren't true. I need to be defended now, not by just this audience, but by all the White House hackers and by everyone else that understands what's happening. I have dutifully stood the test of time and not backed down from incredible demonization, the media trying to have my children taken away from me, death threats, all of it. And I'm asking all of you that stand for free speech and for justice, stand with us. And I also ask PayPal to reconsider what they've done. Now, let me do this just briefly, because here we are under financial attack. We have other systems where you can buy high-quality products via credit card at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people choose to use PayPal, and it will be crippling, to say the least, because a lot of folks only use PayPal. We still have PayPal for 10 days. You can go there and make a substantive purchase of great products you already need as a message to the globalists. You're not going to put up with their garbage. And I'm going to use this as a gauge of how serious you are about me going 110%. So I'm not going to back down. But if we see major capital come in, I'll continue our expansion operations. If I don't see that, I don't want to stop expanding, but we're going to have to start contracting, and that will only hasten blood in the water and our destruction, and then that means your destruction. So I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X2, the last run of the amazing good halogen, find out about the iodine conspiracy, the halogen conspiracy, the fluoride conspiracy. It's still 25% off, but it's got to end this weekend. No excuses. Super male vitality. Incredible. And super female vitality. Compounded cold press, concentrated herbs, then aged in a proprietary process, thousands of five-star reviews. It's 50% off, and it's our last run, too. Because here's the thing. These are super high-quality formulas, and the price costs us a lot. And in the position we're in, we can't even sit there and pay the prices for these anymore. And that's the point we've gotten down to, and the enemy knows that. They've got us under surveillance. So if you want super male vitality, if you want X2, now is the time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we're here asking for your help. We appreciate you. We honor you. We appreciate everything you've done already. But this really is epic history taking place. We really have changed the world with your help. We really have relaunched Americana. We really have exposed the global government. It really is on the run worldwide, but still has the power and the infrastructure and the beast system. And if you will financially stand with us, it will do incredible things. But I need to see a major move at InfoWarsStore.com. T-shirts, books, films, sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. It's all there. And while you still can use PayPal, dump out that PayPal wallet at InfoWarsStore.com as a strong message, and then cancel it. They've backed off before, but this isn't just kicking somebody off YouTube or Facebook. This is saying, you've been with us 20 years. You've done tens of millions of dollars of business through our thing, and now we're going to shut you down because Soros bought our company. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yeah, I wish to bring down the globalist. Careful what you wish.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Don't write in starlight because the words might come out real. Don't dance in darkness. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. We are the InfoWar. And I'm quite cheerful to be under massive persecution by the devil-worshipping, child-molesting, communist-loving, God-hating New World Order. Because when they're done, their whole world government's going to come crashing down. And they're going to be crowned from the communist Chinese to Tim Cook at Apple, King Nothing. All right. We've got so much coming up next hour. The latest on Kavanaugh. The just insane stuff going on that we're going to be breaking down in great detail. But first off, let's get into the central situation that's happening. The move to take the NRA and every other gun shop and every other hunting supply shop right to have a bank account or process credit cards. That's Mark of the Beast, Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator. If you don't even believe in God, the point is, imagine what Hitler would have done with a cashless society. And so Google and Facebook now want your banking info to be on Facebook. And they want to tie it all in this big race. And they want you to put little spies in your home like Alexa and, you know, the Google Home Assistant. And I see TV ads where the wife's gone and the husband's there, but the little Google Assistant tells the husband he's good in a woman's voice. This is so sick. These are big, ruthless corporations that we've trusted with everything. And I've got stacks of news just today where they're taking advantage of that, like Zuckerberg said. Our users trust us. What dumb effers. Google employees corrupted their own search engine to propagandize the millions. We're going to play that clip from Tucker Carlson coming up. I know you heard this a long time ago here, but now it's coming out. Google workers discuss tweaking search function to counter travel ban. Yeah, don't criticize radical Islam. Apple gives you a trust rating based on your phone call and email habits. Oh, Tim Cook's tracking everything you do. Now, don't track what he does. He supports communist China. Google admits it still allows apps to access your Gmail. That's right. Why not? They even refuse to testify to Congress. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, because they think you're an idiot. But then there's a talk show host talking about all this and warning people and warning the president. We got to kick him off all these platforms where he's popular. We got to defame him and lie about him. And then we've got to completely remove him from the internet, period. And then we can't let him even sell books or videos or supplements. We have to fully shut him down. And then, of course, once they're able to do that, what do you think happens after that point? Everyone else. In fact, can you guys put behind me? I wanted to do this. It's the New American's current cover of their magazine, Alex Jones Censored. And it says, first Alex Jones was censored, who's next? It's a pretty powerful cover. I think Marley tweeted it out last night, and I meant to tell you guys at the start of the show. Maybe next segment we'll have that and put it behind me. But right now, let's go ahead and go into this. Bombshell. PayPal bans InfoWars after lobbying by Soros-funded group, the Democrats, and more. Payment processor terminates agreement citing hate and intolerance. A perfectly nebulous subjective term. You think teaching five-year-olds they're another sex and trying to put them on sterilization drugs is hateful? You're banned. You think Islam throwing gay people off buildings and the government supporting it's wrong? You're banned. You think you should have your own First Amendment? You're banned. Payment processor PayPal has banned InfoWars in what represents nothing less than a political ploy designed to financially sabotage an influential media outlet just weeks ahead of the midterm elections. Company representatives called InfoWars yesterday to confirm that PayPal was terminating its agreement after a comprehensive review of the InfoWars site, which is not even the shopping cart. The company claimed that InfoWars violated PayPal's acceptable use policy because it promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions. No specific examples whatsoever were officially provided to back up the claim, which relies on the nebulous definition of hate, which is so vague that it virtually anything could qualify. And the one thing I asked Paul to add in the article, he did, and we're going to do another article, maybe have Kit Daniels or Don do it or somebody else. And I don't want Luis Farrakhan to be taken off or Nation of Islam. I don't even want the Palestinians to be taken off. And the Muslim Brotherhood, that's a terror group, or CARE. They've all got their PayPal. They've all got their Facebook and YouTube. I don't. And these are groups, you know, saying Jews are the devil and things that I don't agree with, but they have a right to say it. And homosexuality is punishable by death and all this other stuff. But I'm not saying that. I'm banned. They're not, because there's an open door to Islam in this larger globalist plan. So we need to have a whole other article about PayPal bans Jones for hate. Won't just define it, but then leaves groups funding terrorists up. Off records, InfoWars was told that criticism of Islam and opposition to transgenderism being taught to children in school were the two examples of hate. The ban was instituted despite InfoWarsStore.com containing no political content whatsoever, emphasizing how the decision was a broader attack on InfoWars platform. And they admit that. You're being shut down because of what you do on other websites. PayPal represents said they were given InfoWars 10 days to switch payment processors, after which all services would be terminated. The ban was handed down just weeks after George Soros-funded group Right Wing Watch. By the way, George Soros has bought controlling interest in PayPal, I should tell you, so it's now Soros Pal. That's right. If you have a PayPal account, you are now Soros Pal. The ban was handed down just weeks after George Soros-funded group Right Wing Watch published an article demanding the PayPal terminate its agreement with InfoWars for egregious violations of the platform's own terms of service. So a gang of leftist Soros-funded Nazi collaborator thugs come down the street saying we're going to burn you down politically if you don't ban him, and they just put their head between their legs and kiss their ass goodbye. Right Wing Watch routinely violates copyright by opening entire sections of people's videos on YouTube without any pretense of fair use, yet the group's channel has not been deleted because they're the ruling class. Right Wing Watch is owned by People for the American Way, which is funded by George Soros' Open Society Institute, which is being banned in Europe. In addition, the Jeff Bezos-owned Washington Post published an article less than 2 weeks ago that served as a dog whistle for PayPal to ban InfoWars. Well, they actually said banning. Entitled, "As Alex Jones Rants Against Big Tech, His InfoWars Stores Still Thrive Online." The article bemoaned the fact that despite Alex Jones being taken off every other big tech platform, the censorship had left intact key elements of his money-making machinery and digital storefronts. Got to blow that up. The article then specifically mentions how InfoWars uses PayPal to generate a high rate of sales. And it had CIA-funded university professors detailing all the traffic and how to shut it down. And that's Obama and the stay-behind network he has in the CIA and the Justice Department. Yet another example of a competing media outlet abusing its dominant position to lobby to shut down a smaller media outlet. PayPal banning InfoWars is the ultimate culmination of what represents a de facto communist Chinese-style social credit score, where first you demonize, then censor, before you basically destroy the ability to operate in the marketplace and starve people to death. Yes, from the gulag to the death camp. We're now in the gulag, folks. The decision is also blatantly political given the fact that midterms are just 45 and a half days away. The crusade to ban Alex Jones and InfoWars from a myriad of other platforms was amplified by Democratic Congressman Ted Deutch, who demanded, we have links to it all, to know why Facebook and YouTube hadn't banned Jones. Both companies complied with Deutch's demand within weeks. See, Obama is still in office, according to them, along with Hillary. And the leader in the government is Senator Warner. So this little creature is just giving orders saying, ban him, we're the government, Trump's illegitimate, he'll be gone soon, and moving forward with this. We'll finish up with this article straight ahead and then play Tucker Carlson, incredible patriot that he is, exposing the whole thing straight ahead. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. You realize that we're like the Alamo here? I mean, we're fighting hard. No matter what happens, we win in the end.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If people ask who's next being censored, it's you. You're already being blocked. You're already being shadow banned. You're already being censored. You're already being tracked. You're already being watched. I've got all the mainstream articles I'm reading. Google and Facebook and Twitter are watching Christians, watching conservatives, giving you worse deals on insurance, banking, giving you different search results, laughing at you, shadow banning you, making fun of you, thinking that you think you're talking to your friends and family, but wondering why they don't talk back to you. Horrible leftist scum trained in America-hating universities, now given giant control over your life because we brought these Trojan horses of the smartphones and the computers into our houses. Not the technology was bad, but because it was loaded with Trojan tech. You know, I've sat back many times and looked at the evidence and not made this announcement, but I'll say it now. InfoWars is surrounded from all sides. We are in trouble. They are trying to bring us down. We have foreign governments, Hollywood, big tech media, CIA, leftist stay-behind networks. The Justice Department's trying to set me up right now. We're under siege because we're standing up for the truth, and we're effective, and we believe in you, and you believe in us. And really, where InfoWars is going in the future is now up to you. It really does come down to that. This is true authoritarianism when they go after your credit card processors, when they go after PayPal, when they harass your family. My number got in the hands of mainstream media. They've handed it out to thousands of people. I have random women calling up, you know, just the people calling up, calling for violence on my phone, death threats, you name it. The left are a bunch of evil, immoral, twisted people who've been given access by big tech to all your databases, to all your personal data, and they're getting ready to make a move not just on you but me. They see you as their slaves. They think you're chumps. They think you're weak, and they think you're going to roll over. I don't know what you're going to do to counter them. It should be peaceful. They clearly got false flags brewing to blame us. They don't want us on air when the false flags hit. So now more than ever, we need your spiritual support. We need your prayers. And we need you to spread the word about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And we need you to take action politically. In fact, I said I'd get to Tucker Carlson, but I'm going to play that 6 after next hour. I got this Trump clip I want to play as well. I need to finish reading this article that's on InfoWars.com. But I've been in business with PayPal 20 years. And they ran their scams on me where they tried to hold money for a month and stuff years ago, and I threatened to sue them, and they backed off. And, you know, Peter Thiel, supposedly a good guy, and was one of the founders of it. He doesn't control it now. But George Soros is now the controller of it. That's in the news. I showed you articles earlier. And just to nebulously say, oh, you're hateful and intolerant. So when the left is totally hateful, you're banned from our platform. Again, it's still there now. We have 10 days. So you should support us today there. But it's all Senator Warner, this little monster, and others in the news lobbying to have us shut down and to have our banking taken away. Now imagine if he said have black people's banking taken away or Jews' banking taken away. But he's doing this to me and other conservatives, and he thinks it's funny because you are asleep, because you're so confident, you're so nice. As a conservative or a Christian, you put up with persecution. It's time this stop. It must stop. So the crusade to ban Alex Jones and InfoWars from a myriad of other platforms was amplified by Democrat Congressman Ted Deutch, who demanded, we have a link to the video, to know why Facebook and YouTube hadn't banned Jones. Both companies complied with Deutch's demand within weeks. And there's all the videos and articles right there. As Breitbart reported, the mass deplatforming of Jones occurred 1 week after Senator Mark Warner, the vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, led a charge threatening new regulation of social media companies who cannot stop bad actors from using their platforms. Who defines bad actors? God Deutsch, Lord Deutsch. So, Virginia Democrat Mark Warner, surprise force behind McMaster's of the Universe crackdown speech on the Internet. And then it continues. The argument that PayPal, like other plethora of other Silicon Valley giants that banned InfoWars and Alex Jones, is just a private company, is wearing increasingly thin. To what degree will conservatives allow themselves to be punished for their political opinions? Will it get to the stage where conservatives are banned from having bank accounts? That's where we're going. Or making credit purchases because of their personal beliefs? That's actually the Chinese credit score. This is absolutely chilling. People like David Horowitz and Robert Spencer have already had access to the marketplace restricted for their criticism of radical Islam. Are we now to understand that questioning an often violent and intolerant belief system is all it takes to have your basic right to engage in commerce withdrawn? PayPal is akin to the public square of transactional commerce. It could be legally argued that their decision represents tortious interference, interference in interstate commerce, and racketeering. The ban represents nothing less than politically motivated financial discrimination by a giant corporation abusing its monopolistic status to attack the basic right to engage in commerce. PayPal still offers its services to all kinds of unsavory groups and organizations, including groups like the Palestinian terrorists and extremists like Louis Farrakhan, and I'm not saying ban him. Why aren't they banned? Who decides what constitutes hate? InfoWars was also tipped off by sources in D.C. that payment processors will be the next target, with InfoWars being first victim, and which leftists will attempt to bring down the NRA and others after we've been taken down. And it goes on to break down that just as WikiLeaks' ability to process payments was sabotaged after it angered the deep state, the financial attack on InfoWars is being orchestrated by the resistance holdovers who are still in government positions. Other prominent conservatives and political groups must realize that while this is happening to InfoWars today, they are next. The decision to manipulate the election is writ large. This is a giant corporations taking their orders from the deep state and mobs of leftists and then destroying people's livelihoods by restricting their access to the marketplace and silencing them while they're demonized and lied about, I should add. This is an echo of how authoritarian regimes throughout history have eviscerated either political adversaries or minority groups by removing their right to engage in commerce. Now, instead of the government taking that role, it's giant monopolistic corporations allied with the Democrats who are able to get away with it because conservatives have their heads buried in the sand. This is why it's imperative that President Trump pass an executive order that offers protection to conservatives whose rights are being violated on a regular basis by big tech monopolies. This sets off a horrific domino effect and the awful precedent for free speech and freedom of commerce. PayPal must reconsider this atrocious decision. InfoWars is currently considering all legal options. In response to PayPal's announcement, please support InfoWars by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and subscribe to the podcast or donate directly at InfoWars.com/show. Now, I'll hit the other news when we come back, and the incredible stuff coming out on Google, who is tracking your sex, your religion, and discriminating against conservatives in their own emails. And they, again, if you're a conservative, they give you search results. This is down the emails that are higher prices. So it's, they're linked up with corporations. Imagine the left. Imagine total dishonor. Imagine scum of the earth. Imagine child molesters. We have articles about that coming up. And just imagine them with devices in your house, your whole world, with computer AI giving them how to manipulate you and just turning loose the worst people. Evil finally thinks they built a machine that'll make them defeat good. Good always wins, but now they believe, evil believes, which don't be evil, Google's always been pure evil. Pure evil Google believes they finally can destroy you and your family. They finally believe they can crush you. So make no mistake, this attempt to shut me down is an attempt to destroy you and steal your birthright. That's why we're now a symbol in this fight. It's why everyone needs to pray for InfoWars, and I'm begging for that help, and needs to financially support us. And that said, X2, the last run of it, Supermill Vitality, last run, because the corporations get contacted, they jack up prices, and we have to leave. The sabotage is everywhere. It's 25% off this weekend. It's got the full price till it sells out. It's amazing. Find out about the good halogen. Get a book. Get a T-shirt. Sign up for auto ship. Additional 10% off. Cancel anytime. 4.9 stars power reviews. Get the Wake of America coffee. Free shipping or $50 or more. Take that PayPal off. Still works. And make your biggest purchase ever. And I'm going to use this as a referendum on whether I'm going to expand or what I'm going to do. How much money comes in this weekend? Because it's going to cost $1 million to sue them for antitrust and racketeering. And yeah, it'll take a year to win, but I guess I got to go ahead and start suing. And so this is a real war. The enemy has billions. I need millions. So if you believe in us, we believe in you. We need all of you while you still have free will and still have the ability to engage in contract and commerce. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products now to signal that you are the resistance.
During Blood Cancer Awareness Month every September, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the world's largest nonprofit dedicated to fighting blood cancer, educates and engages the public about the blood cancers, including leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma, which are the third leading cause of cancer deaths among Americans. Dr. Gwen Nichols is the Society's chief medical officer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has contributed to nearly every advance in blood cancer research and treatment. With our investment of more than $1.2 billion, with groundbreaking results in immunotherapy, genomics, and personalized medicine that are improving and saving lives of patients. While significant progress has been made, there is more work to be done. More than a third of blood cancer patients still do not survive 5 years after their diagnosis. And we'll keep fighting to create a world without blood cancers. Cancer may be a tough opponent, but we're tougher. Beating cancer is in our blood.
To learn more, volunteer, or donate, visit lls.org. That's lls.org.